Paul, we'll ask you about Matthew Perreault first, please.
Yeah, skated today and, holy smokes. Skated today. We'll see how he comes back tonight and make a decision then.
So it's a game time decision?
Correct.
Thanks. You know, your team has really built a reputation as a physical team and a big team this season. Going into a playoff series, obviously discipline is can be an important factor. How do you get them to keep that identity, to still be big and to be themselves, but not go over the edge due to the adrenaline of the moment?
Well, in the most pressure-filled part of our season, we'll just say from March 1st on, it was only one game where we took more than four minors, and you'll remember that game. We took five, so did St. Louis. Probably could have been 15 handed out to each team in that kind of game. And after that, two games with four and everything was under. So we've done it in the pressure-filled time. We've talked about, you know, building an identity and building a style of play. You don't get everything fixed at once. Thought earlier in the year, but we brought that compete, that intensity, and it crossed the line. And but we had to start with that first. We did a really good job down the stretch becoming physical, but very disciplined in what we did and eliminating a lot of the penalties that we were taking earlier.
One of the things we've been talking a lot about, we have been, is the lack of experience with your group. One of the things that happens, you know, that we watched last night, standards get set by the officials, and it's something that becomes a theme in this series. Is that really your job to sort of monitor that and to reinforce that? Okay, guys, that's not going to work. We got to pull back, or you're getting a little bit of room tonight?
No, I think the first round of the playoffs, there's almost a reestablishment of the standards in the league, so this will be called very tight, I would think. And I don't think it's related to physicality. You know, some of the penalties were the minor infractions on dump pucks to interference, not necessarily hits that were too hard. So you can be as physical as you want to be in this game, and if you can control your stick, you're going to stay out of the box on most infractions. But we would do that. I mean, there's a sense from the players in every game of how it's called, and I guess some probably subconscious adjustments that are made. If we need to point it out, we would, but it's not something we'll spend any time worrying about.
We, the media, happen to think that there's some unknowns with your club because we haven't seen them in this situation. How excited are you to see how your group responds to
that? That's what this is all about, right? A year of grinding and working and sweating, competing to get to this. And there's nothing but good things that happen for us in this game, because there's going to be adversity, there's going to be challenges. Those are all learning situations, and we will have guaranteed more experience when we're done this playoff series and run, whatever happens, than we started, which is, you know, you got to get through that gate, you got to pass through it. And then we talk about meeting those challenges and not trying to avoid any of it. The nervousness, the excitement, the inexperience, deal directly with it. So it's going to be great to watch them.
Impressive pace and speed of skate this morning. Identity has been coming up a lot this morning. How much of that is part of the identity that you've helped create here, Paul?
It's a function of the men that we have. It's, you know, I go out in the morning skates and enjoy myself, because you should. I mean, there have been a few this year that I might have been a little growly, but probably should have been in those too. But it's the morning skate, right? You go out, have some fun, loosen up. Your work's done. You're prepared. You should enjoy being around each other. We've had more vibrant, more vocal skates in the past. The guys that their personality is to talk, we're talking today. And there are some guys that were quiet, but that's who they are as people, and yeah, it was decent.
The inexperienced guys on your team, Little and Pavlik, have a Calder. Truba was instrumental in winning a World Juniors. Lowry was going for a deep run last year. In your mind, what can be taken from winning at those levels to this level?
Just about everybody that got here for both teams, but every young player has been on successful teams. The further down you go, the more dominant they become as the one player that drives that success. So they've all had that kind of experience. You know, there's two kinds of experience going into this. There's the longer term. You got a bunch of guys that have been in the playoffs, but neither team has had this exact group of men going into the playoffs. So there's some brand new questions that get answered by all 16 teams. And we're going to be a different team next year as well, so we have to start with that identity. They've all come, all players have come from a place of success. It's what this group, this 20 man that are going to hit the ice tonight, what they can forge, that experience is new every year.
Just to confirm, normal maintenance for Ladd?
Correct.
You've had Yuri Talusti at a couple stops. Is he the kind of guy that maybe could benefit from a fresh start and be one of those kind of unlikely playoff heroes, given his ability to be a streaky scorer at times?
Well, he's pretty excited about this. I mean, and that's, I guess, true of all the guys that haven't played much playoff hockey. He's capable of it. We've seen him go on runs. He's got the hand skills to do it. And I think you just get a feel sometimes watching the practices come in. He looks like a guy that's pretty darn excited about this. And he's a little moving a little quicker in practice, got a bigger smile on his face. He's looking forward to